Good morning. My name is Linnell Sparrow. I am the host of Realer Than Real Podcast. It is Saturday, October the 19th, 2024. All right, y'all. It's been about 3 weeks since I have recorded a podcast session, and I thank God that we are back. In that, I've been super, super busy, and right now I'm planning a study of The Bait of Satan, which is one of John Bevere's books. And this book is sharing with us what that bait is and how it is so commonly used. It is crazy. And I'm warning y'all, and I'm sharing with y'all, this book really is for the people of God. And so some of the things that we're going to be discussing in this book, it's like, yeah, we all know a little bit about that. And so John Bevere reveals that the bait of Satan is actually the feeling of offense. You know, he shares in the book that a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all and able to teach, patient and humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare and entrapment of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. I was going to just come out and like do like this teaching during this podcast, but I decided I'm going to change that direction and just stay focused on personal situation that has happened to me when I didn't even realize the bait was taken. And that's the concept behind all this. You really don't realize that it's happening to you. You know that you're offended. You know you are justified in your offense, but you really did not know that it has affected you until after the fruit of offense have already been developed in our lives. One in particular for me is before I got married, I had this like what we call agape love. It was like this unconditional love. You be you, whether you love me or not, it is totally fine because I'm going to keep loving you. And this is not about a relationship. This is about the love of God, and we're going to always be friends. And that's what it is. And there's nothing wrong with that love. But the world would tell you that that's not wise, that you shouldn't love that way. Well, I got married, and in getting married, it was not all perfect. I absolutely love him so much. And in that, I exercised that same love. Well, my husband at the time was taking advantage of that, right? And it really didn't bother me. Crazy, right? It did not bother me, the fact that he was taking advantage of it, because I knew who he was. And this is going to sound crazy to some of you ladies, but I knew who he was. I knew he was a very handsome man. I mean, I think I'm pretty beautiful myself. God made me fearfully and wonderfully with his own hands. And so I think I'm just as beautiful as well. So I wasn't offended by that. And he's always been a person that, how can I put it? Women just love. He's very attractive, swag like crazy, very intelligent, great in business, just an all around, just a desirable type person. And so in that, I knew that he had little situations going on with different women, and he would never like put them in my face or anything like that. But I just knew just from behaviors that he had going on. And so one particular day, he actually said, "My wife don't care about that. She don't care nothing about that." And he took pride in that. And to me, I felt like he was really like taking advantage of the situation. Like, you're not supposed to do this. I'm not loving you to allow you, enable you to have this behavior. I'm loving you because this is how I love, period, right? And you get the privilege to experience this because we are married. And in that, I expect for you to reciprocate that love. Hey, y'all, that's real nice, but that was the wrong response, heart position and all. Let me tell you how I know. I didn't develop that type of mindset until I started attending a church in the city, and the preaching that was being done was a type of preaching that was, it came with walls, and the behavior in the church of what I saw came with walls of just different types of walls, meaning you had to work your way into the walls for people to accept you. And I just never been one to do that. But I continued to go because we needed to go to church. It was close by the house. So be it. But sitting under the teaching of that ministry, I didn't realize that a seed was being planted in me. And the enemy knew that that seed was being planted. And oh, he was coming with a serious game plan. And the game plan was for me to be offended. And so much later into our marriage, I got offended about something he always did. And in my offense, I began to want to share why I was offended. But my heart position was in anger. I was angry. I was upset. The Bible does says be angry, but sin not. But I'm telling you, it's best to get control of your anger and go somewhere and sit down and manage it. I was hurt, and being hurt, I had to understand that hurt is an injury. Something has happened to me in opposition of what I feel that is right. And I'm hurt. I have an injury. I became outraged to the point that not that I was like saying things to him at the moment, I was outraged instantly. I went through all these emotions in like less than 0 to 30 seconds. And then came strife, and then came jealousy and resentment. And I didn't want him to look at me, touch me, nothing, right? And I was so mad. And I put everybody out of our house. It was at an event we was having in our house. I put everyone out of our house, and me and him really got into it. And it could have got really bad that night. And I had made up in my mind that this is going to end with me going to jail or me dying. Something like that is going to happen. And so I went into our son's room and I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You can't beat me." And I was like, "God, what are you talking about?" It's like, "You cannot beat me. Number one, you should not have married the person that you married, and I told you not to do it and you did it anyway. And now, because you did that, you're now sitting in a situation that I'm going to need you to exercise the characteristics in me, of me, meaning exercise the characteristics of Jesus Christ, exercise love, exercise patience." And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I didn't even have a thought of saying, "Oh, I don't want to do that." I was so angry and so into it and knowing that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. I just said, "Deal. Just one thing, Lord. I don't want to be bitter," because I saw I was already hurt. I was already angry, outraged. I was strifeful. I was being hateful. I mean, all in like less than minutes. I was being hateful. Jealousy just kicked in. Resentment. I'm jealous and I still don't want you around me. And at the same time, all this stuff was going on, but I realized the next step was bitterness and I didn't want to go there. So I asked the Holy Spirit to not allow me to be bitter and to heal me. And the Holy Spirit let me know, in order to obtain healing, what you did, you're going to have to unravel. Now, granted, he did some things, some bold things. And in the boldness of what he did, God was not looking at him. He was looking at me. My response to what he was doing. Now, some of y'all may think this is crazy, but I promise you it worked and it blessed my soul even to today. And that was over 13 years ago. I began to allow the Holy Spirit to unravel those things that happened that I did. And so what I did, I went extra and I was genuine with it because the Lord was healing me and it was no fakeness. I wasn't faking it till I make it. I said, "I'm going to serve my husband as if I'm serving the Lord." And so he still would go out and stay out really late. And when he got home, the Holy Spirit would wake me up and say, "He's about to pull up. Go cook him something to eat." And y'all know I had my little Badia moment in my mindset for like 2 seconds. But I said, "Sure, no problem." I met him downstairs and I said, "Hey, babe." And he was like, "Whoa, hey." And he said, "You up?" "Yep, I'm up. What you want to eat?" He was like, "Oh, wow, you're going to cook me something to eat?" "I sure am." Knowing where he just came from. Let that rest on you for a second. But it was no longer about him. It was about serving as if I'm serving unto the Lord. Because when you forgive someone, you do need to forgive the person, but it helps you. And so what God was teaching me was how to serve and forgive. And I went upstairs and I cooked catfish. I cooked grits. I cooked eggs. He liked beer. I popped him a Corona. He sat down and ate. I let him enjoy his meal. And I went upstairs and went to bed. And he was just like, oh, babe, thanks. And da 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 da. Because I know he was worn out from his night. Anyway, got up the next morning. I cooked and prepared for his lunch. And he went to work and he came home. The house was all peaceful and clean. I hung out with my girls and I continued to live my life. I did not think or plan how I was going to leave this man. I didn't think any of that. None of it. And lo and behold, it ended up happening, but it wasn't out of strife. It was peace. And actually, the Holy Spirit allowed the separation because I didn't even try. It just happened, literally. In our next episode, I get a little bit more deeper into that. But the point of this episode is to understand that when we are offended, it serves us best to address the offense with ourselves. Share with the person that you are offended with. Pray. And if they can't receive it, it's okay. Forgive them. But once you feel the hurt, immediately go to God, because you don't want your hurt to turn to anger, rage, outrage, resentment, strife, hatred. You don't want all of those things to build up in your life. For some people, it takes years before they realize that's where they are and look at what happened. And normally what brought you to this point is a justified situation that you have been done wrong. It is facts. This is wrong. It is facts. They were wrong. It is the truth. That is what happened. And God looks at our heart position. Where are we? Was I loving this man with the expectation for him to give back to me what I wanted? Originally, I wasn't. But then I started listening to these teachings that taught that. And we know that's not even what Jesus teach. Jesus taught in Matthew, the 5th chapter, that we are to love our enemies and do good for them. Jesus, God himself taught us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. We know that God loved us so much, even knowing our sins and how mean and cruel we are and how they were going to be towards his son and crucify him. He did nothing wrong. And to accept someone that was worse, a criminal, over an innocent man, and you're just upset by his teachings, to die. But it had to happen so we can receive salvation. So Christ wants us to reciprocate his sacrifice. We don't have to die for the sins of the world, but what we do need to do is carry our own cross, help each other bear each other's burdens, love people unconditionally without walls. Sometimes it can be painful, but I can be honest with you. It is only painful when you are loving selfishly, meaning you are having an expectation for that person to love you back the same way. That's not how it works. And that's why there's so many divorces. There's so many people having children that are out of wedlock. Trust me, I understand. Once I learned how to love selflessly, it became easier. I don't even get offended. God is so good. And that's how he is with us. We don't do everything right. We do more offending than anything else. But God looks at our heart. And as I read earlier, but I know that in the book of Luke, it talks about how God places repentance in our heart. It's not us. We're not that smart. It's God that put repentance in our heart. If he did not put repentance in our heart, we definitely would be sorry. We surely will be sorry. But we'll keep doing the same things over and over and over and over again. It is God that places repentance in our heart. And so I want you to take a think on, take a good little thought, think about that. Just think about that. Are you offended because you didn't get your way? You weren't acknowledged? Someone did something to hurt you? And you want them to pay? You're feeling angry? You're feeling outraged? You don't want to be in the same room with them. Don't harbor those feelings. Don't do it. It is not going to help you at all. I can tell you it is not going to help you. Just know this. God sees you. He understands who you are. And he wants you to be free from offenses. He don't want you to be offended. What he do want you to is to acknowledge what has happened and ask him to help you so you can overcome this. And you can do it through Christ Jesus. I pray that you will have a loving day and that this word will help change your life. If you would like some scriptures to go along with this, I'm going to share with you Matthew, the 24th chapter. I'll also share with you, I want to get to the scripture in Luke. I believe it's Matthew, the 24th chapter that I do share with you. I also share with you 2 Timothy, the second chapter and the 24th verse. 1 Peter, the first chapter, 6th through the 7th verse. And my last chapter for you is going to be Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 19th verse. I pray that you will allow God to work in your life so you will not fall for the bait of Satan, which is so actively moving through offense. Have a blessed week. Until next week.